Next person on the list is Russell Dale.
Thank you so much, Grace. I really appreciate your allowing me to speak here. And I just want to say, I've been listening to BAI for... Can you hear me if I go sideways? Because I don't really want to talk to this side. Okay. So I've been listening to BAI since I was about 17 years old. I'm 48 now, so I guess that's 30 years. And I learned a lot from BAI over the years. And one of the things I learned is how great democracy is when democracy is really from the people. And I think you can hear really nicely what the people feel about what's going on here from what we have here. I know that on the radio recently... There's this joke that gets told that this is all about organizing and hiring people or getting people to come out here and heckle and all of that. That's bullshit. What this is the listeners of WBAI speaking up to you and letting you know in truly democratic form what we think of you. And that is not very much. And it is so wonderful to hear everybody speaking out like this. And I hope you, and though I know you won't, hear democracy calling, Grace Aaron and LaVarne Williams and the rest of you. But thank you. That's all I really wanted to say. And I hope we can continue this struggle and take back Pacifica and WBAI. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next is Frank Lefevre. Go ahead, Frank.
I'm waiting for quiet in the room so that my...
Well, that's not going to happen while speaking.
I think a lot of people who claim to be the voice of the voiceless want to stop my voice. My name is Frank Lefevre, and I want to point out that some... The dialogue begins when the mob gets quiet.
Okay.
I want to point out that some of the misinformation that the JUC puts out is convoluted enough it takes some time to unravel it. However, they are also putting out plain, simple, ordinary lies. For example, Don DeBar was not fired or dismissed. He resigned.
No, he was fired.
Now, are you surprised?
He was fired.
Are you
surprised?
IO was laid off by the previous general manager, Tony Riddle. Now, should you be surprised that a convicted embezzler would want to lie about his work history? Would you be surprised that he would team up with a program director who has a history of misallocating WBAI funds? Would you be surprised? Should you be surprised that they would promulgate lies all over the country, damaging the credibility of Pacifica?
Thank you, Frank. The next person on the list is Don DeBar.
And frankly, Frank Lefevre, won't you be surprised when we deal with that? I offered earlier, and I spoke so far, I heard from two board members willing to help advance the issue of getting information to me so that I can help you get out of your lease. The magnitude of the issue that we're talking about is probably in the vicinity of $1.5 to $2 million a year savings, because if you can get yourself out of that lease and drop your rent to between $15,000 and $20,000 a month for your space instead of $28,000 to $35,000, you'll save $150,000 a month or $1.8 million a year, roughly. So right now that money is going to subsidize Larry Silverstein. That money represents, twice, that money represents a tax abatement that was given to the nonprofits that occupy 120 Wall Street that has been getting recaptured by Silverstein since year six of the lease and would continue until the termination of the lease in 3 years. Your inaction every month basically enriches Silverstein at the expense of our listeners, and we'd like you to work on it now, and I'm willing to do it now. Before this weekend is over, I'm willing to show you how to do it if you get me the right materials.
The next person on the list is Fernando Velasquez.
In order for me to say everything again, I'm going to say I'm going to have to speed up my talk, so please bear with me. Right now, as we speak, there's a question of democracy here in Pacifica, and it's a question of democracy that has been raised in the previous elections of the local station boards in other radio stations. A question of democracy could be enlightened if you would just take the time to look south, where you have Bolivia, Venezuela, Ecuador, and other countries where millions of people are practicing a different kind of democracy through referendums and plebiscites where the people speak and the leadership responds to what the people say from below. And that kind of democracy apparently is not being welcomed by this board because the voices of the South are being silenced and censored at this point as we speak in the Pacifica stations. And if you want something to show you, something that we can show you from the South, he can look down, look on back, instead of supporting the United States government that sends its ambassadors and its corporations to displace millions of people in the South, so when they come here, you can diss them, you can throw them, you can trash them, and you can ban their Spanish language programming in the radio stations that you own and control. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person on the list is Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence Reyes, I'm from KPFK, and I'm a proud Puerto Rican. I was told that I have an imbecile over here, calling out my race, saying it's stupid and all of that. So I'm not going to respond in kind, although I would like to. But, what I want to ask is, Grace, Ms. Aaron and Ms. Williams, apparently you're saving money by Ms. Williams volunteering to take over WBAI, and you're saving money, yet staff are being laid off all over the network, and I don't know how ethical it is, Ms. Aaron, for you to continue to say and to get a lawyer to give an opinion that's biased and favorable to you that you could still receive a salary. That just boggles my mind, especially with the financial crisis that we have. The other thing I want to mention real quickly, if you allow me, is why was the news department dismantled at KPFK? Why was Fernando Velasquez asked to leave? Why did Tony Bates, Jonathan Alexander, Ali Lexa come at the expense of the listeners at KPFK without any notice?
Your time is up.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Your time is up. Your time is up, please.
The next person is Sanda Aronson.
I put my name after his. Hey, Sanda.
That's my husband, Ralph. Can you hear me? Okay.
Go ahead.
My name is Sanda Aronson. It was so important to me to get here, even though I have severe chronic fatigue syndrome and asthma on a day with unhealthy air, that I'm here. I brought this in case I didn't have enough air for Bob Lederer to read. I am rarely seen in person because I'm so damn ill. That's why I have not run for the LSB. Also, I don't like meetings, and it's hard to call those things meetings. I'm here because I think WBAI is important. I'm one of the many, many people who are homebound or nearly homebound. Your disregard for minority groups, including, I can't see that.
15 seconds.
I'm sorry?
15 seconds.
And I hope it's on camera.
Everybody else, but not for her. You give her all the time she wants.
Thank you. Don't use it up. I think that indicates more about your view of disability. Nobody has seen my body come out any place because I can't get any place, although I have been to 4 or 5 little pieces of LSB meetings. I'm sure someone would give me 2 or 3 minutes of their time. All I want to say is I think you have a great disrespect for the audience. Like myself, many of us listen because we are engaged politically. I am only online for about 20 months, and that's how some people know my comments, other from being a caller to WBAI. I would like more respect for minority groups of all kinds. I think this coup is a disaster, and I think we will undo it the same way we did the first one. I was so angry, I added to where I have WBAI on my sides of wheelchair, WBAIX.org, WBAI in exile, where I fully support Don DeBar, who was fired and banned. I will not go to address any of the lies. And it is shocking, shocking what the Coosters spelled with a P, but really pissing me off. How you people twist the truth. I see stuff you put on.
Your time is up.
I'm finishing. I do not wish to become a part. I do not. Yes, Frank, I've seen your stupid comments undermine on the Independent. It is not how many words you say and what you say. Lucky for you all, I am near the end of my stamina, but I will repeat one more time. Democracy means getting everyone involved, and your lack of respect for diversity would almost be shocking. I was only shocked in the first coup. Nobody got more mail than from, no one got more mail at BAI, including Latrice Lead, than from me. So now nothing will shock me. But WBAI is important to me. Even though I now have a computer and will fight to undo the coup as much as I can from online and in person, I think the gag rule is proof that you're scared to death of democracy. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The next person on the list, the next person is Bob Lederer.
Well, it's very hard to follow such a heartfelt statement as that by such a beautiful person, but I'll try. You know, there's been a lot of very righteous anger and indignation, as well there should be, at this management and this board's flagrant disregard for the rights of workers, for the rights of former managers who are for the rights of former managers who were treated absolutely without any due process, and for the gag rule and for the many other violations of process. But let's also recognize that these outrages and this treatment is a means to an end, which is to drastically change programming. So let's keep our eyes on the prize of programming. We heard from Grace Aaron this morning with her PowerPoint presentation about where things are going with this network. Okay, the emphasis and the focus is going to be on the numbers of listeners as opposed to the community service that this network is supposed to be all about. This is what we fought in the 90s, and we thought we had defeated, and now it's back, and it's about mainstreaming this network, and it's about putting celebrities like Roseanne Barr, who took the time away that used to be for Jerry Quigley, who got fired as a black community broadcaster in KPFK Los Angeles. That's the future. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Okay. The next person is Michael Vincent. Michael Vincent. Krina. I can't read them. Michael Vincent. Okay, there we go. Okay, you have a minute. Start.
We are having changes. You need to know about the changes. We have been had a what do you call that? A little teach-in about how to vote. Now, this is important. If you're going to come to this meeting again, you have to respect what's going on. So you have to understand how to find a hidden agenda, a secret agenda. So first, you need a flashlight. Then you need to find where is the agenda.
Time.
The model for the board is an octopus. Why is the model for the station now an octopus? Because it can grab 8 people at a time. Now, don't forget, we are a peace station. We heard credentials about peace. Oh, justice, well, we'll talk about that another time. Remember, put in your stockings. Money. Okay. If you have a hard time hearing, you probably have a harder time seeing since we don't have full-time staff that replace Bernard and replace Tony Riddle. So use good glasses. Now, 2 other things we're going to know. You cannot always get in.
Your time
is over.
You're
taking other people's time.
Time.
It's pretty funny, but you're taking other people's time. And you'll continue to take it.
Okay, very good. Take it outside. Okay.
And this is the presentation. The presentation I had in mind for someone else.
Okay, your time is over.
I am disabled and you will listen to me. When I was homeless and I was not doing very well.
Okay, your time is up.
I had a check and a letter from this woman. I nominate in absentia.
The next person on the list is Jim Dingman.
The honorary head of Pacifica.
Jim Dingman. Okay, next person, Jim.
I want to comment on what I saw earlier with Jim Ross and the I want to comment a little earlier about what I saw about Jim Ross's presentation. And what I meant by the actual facts on the websites is all the facts from all the stations, so people can actually see what the documents say. Now, what it seems to me to say, from what I listened to Jim's analysis, was that this is a disaster right now, absolute disaster. And I say to those of you who want to fight back and get in power, you were in power for 10 years. What did you do? Why did this get to this situation? What do you propose to do to change the situation? It's as simple as that. For 10 years, you allowed the station to get into this precipitous situation. Well, then that's why the facts should be put up there so people can see. No, you were in power. You guys dominated the network. All this money was due. Your guy just went on for a long time. So you got to answer that question. Why did you allow the situation to get to this point? And I don't see any of you saying anything about this.
Thank you. Okay. The next person is Carol Butterworth.
I just want to reiterate some things I said yesterday and make it very clear. I must say I honor Sanda Aronson. I also suffer from chronic fatigue and asthma, and I think she's a fine person. But I have to really disagree with what she says about where the coup lies. And listen to what Justice and Unity says, because they really are talking about themselves. Bob Lederer said, eyes on the prize, and that's what I'd like to say. This is incredibly important, this information venue here. It's about the only thing left for us to get real information in this country. And if I were the commercial media and the government, I'd be real happy with what's gone on for the last several years. But this station has been drawn to the point of bankruptcy and dissolution. Justice and Unity is extremely organized. It does the one thing it does very well is disrupt proceedings. And another member spoke about democracy. It's not my idea of democracy for one group to shout down everything that everyone else says and not allow any discussion or anything to proceed in the organization. It has done this for years. And I've also watched the program director bring in programming that is increasingly exclusive, not inclusive.
And
I'm sorry, but it's just obvious. When the station cannot remain financially viable, the people who've been running it have not been doing their job. Listen carefully. What is the coup? I think it's been going on from inside for quite some time. And I would like, pay attention. People get on the air like Bob Lederer, take time to spread whatever information he wants, which is true or untrue, and no one is there to counter it. This is misuse of airwaves, complete misuse of airwaves. This is not democracy when you do that.
Thank you.
Democracy is allowing everyone to speak. I'm afraid the listeners are not being fully represented here.
Thank you. Okay. The next person, you're out of order, please. The next person is Mitchell Cohen.
That's right.
Mitchell Cohen.
And I protested a while back. I started.
Sit down.
Wow.
Go ahead, Mitchell.
Yes. I'd like to welcome a few people here who people might not know are here. I'd like to welcome Valerie Van Isler, who's in the audience. Valerie and Pat Scott are the people who moved us to Wall Street to begin with, and who also took the union, the legitimate union at the AI, to the NLRB and busted the union. So let's hear it for Valerie Van Isler. I'd like to... On the other hand, I like to welcome the real heroes who are sitting here on the board right now, standing up to so much abuse. And on behalf of the listeners who elected me and who elected me as chair of the board, I want to thank you so much for saving BAI, for bailing us out, for spending, allowing BAI to have $1.1 million in debt, and then bailing us out so that we could continue the radio station, so we could actually have some truth on the air, and it's not what you're hearing here. So thank you very much, LaVarne. Thank you, Grace. And thank you, Pacifica National Board, for having the courage to defend the people who are not being represented here. Thank you.
Okay. Next person. Next person is Jennifer Jaeger.
What's your company?
Jennifer Jaeger. Okay, I'll go on to the next person. Mimi Rosenberg. Oh, no. Here's Jennifer. Okay. Jennifer? You're in. Okay, go ahead.
It's not a fun position to be back there, but when people feel that they are not really included in a network that they built, that they have sweated, many of them, their lives for, that's what they do. They become rambunctious because they have to have a say. Now, what's going on here is deja vu all over again. During the last coup, I was on the local board, and I struggled against it as a listener, as a staff representative, and as a left political activist. Emphasis on the left. And what's going on now, aside from being an idiot and a homophobe, okay, but in any event, all right, this will not be taken out of my time. Okay.
Keep talking, because your time is...
What I will say, aside from the vulgarities, I want to be very clear about this. The question is, what actually is happening? And the tactics now are the tactics then. They are the tactics that seek to supplant community and have individuals install themselves. They are essentially corporatist in nature, with the worst henchmen that disregard process, that disregard unions, particularly LaVerne, particularly Kathy Davis, particularly the woman over there who came in 3,000 miles away, and you're not going to keep me quiet, so you might as well just listen. You might as well listen. The fact of the matter is, it's a corporatist process.
Your time
it's the
is
same
up,
as before.
There's a
it's
long
a fundamentally
line.
Liberal, Eurocentric John. Perspective that has brought in some number of African-American middle managers to carry out the hegemonic ideology of essentially right reaction and Eurocentric culture. Your actions,
Mimi, your time is up.
Speak for yourself. You are developing personality-based radio.
Yeah, I don't need the mic control. It's personality radio.
Okay.
It's radio that puts the two credit card family beyond community.
Mimi, you're done. Okay. All right. Jennifer Jaeger is next. Mimi, if you don't give up the microphone, I'm going to end this meeting for today. And you can come back tomorrow. You have 15 seconds to give up the mic. Okay.
It seems like there's only democracy when one side is talking here. It's a real one-sided democracy. Be that as it may. Be that as it may. I mourn for WBAI.
All right, that's it. This meeting is adjourned for dinner. We'll be in closed session at 7 o'clock. It's adjourned for dinner.